You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And this week, I want to tell you all about a brand new movie musical that is available to watch on Netflix right now. It's called 13 the Musical, and it's a good old classic coming-of-age comedy drama about a young Jewish boy called Evan who's approaching his bar mitzvah. He's got all these plans for a huge party with his friends in New York City, and then his parents ruin it all for him by getting divorced. He ends up moving to the middle of nowhere in Indiana and has to start afresh as the new kid in a small town with no Jewish population either. But it's very fun, very charming, and very endearing, actually. And while none of the plot ever comes as a surprise and it hits all the expected marks, it's a very easy and very enjoyable watch. The vibe that really came through to me, and the best way that I can think of describing it, is if, like, High School Musical and that kind of era of teen-based movie musicals, if that was transported to the 2020s. It's a very similar style, very similar sound, but it just looks much more modern and much more professional on screen. And look, I realise wholeheartedly that I'm probably not the main target age range for this film, but I did still have a really pleasant time watching it. And one of the main reasons for that is the music. Like, hand on heart, I really loved it, and I'm not surprised by that at all, because the music for this film is by the phenomenal Jason Robert Brown, as was the original Broadway show that this movie is based on. Yes, you heard that right. 13 was originally a Broadway show. It opened back in 2008 with a cast of young teenagers, including Riverdale's Graham Phillips as the lead character Evan Goldman, Victorious's Elizabeth Gillies as Lucy, the main antagonist, and then also this, you know, this very niche singer you might have heard of her, Ariana Grande. Yep, 13 the Musical was her professional debut. And, side note, is one of the main reasons why the theatre industry hasn't had a complete meltdown over her being cast as Glinda in the upcoming Wicked movies. She has the background in Broadway acting, just saying. Anyway, 13 opened on Broadway in 2008, and honestly, it kind of started this trend of more teen-oriented shows that we've seen for much of the past 10 years. It does, however, still remain the only Broadway musical ever to have not only the entire cast be made up of teenagers, but the whole band as well, which is kind of cool, you have to admit. And so I'm not surprised that it was a musical that they've decided to adapt into a film, because it feels like it's got the potential to tap into a younger audience in a way that we haven't really seen in movie musicals since the likes of High School Musical and so on. I mean, I think we do need to credit Disney for keeping things going with films like Descendants, but they've never really reached the main stream in the way that High School Musical did, and honestly, it's nice to see something outside of Disney getting a look into nowadays, and I think Netflix and co have done that with 13. I mean, the plot is very much the same as the Broadway show, though quite a few of the songs have been taken out, and then other new songs have been written by Jason Robert Brown specifically for the film in their place. Now, usually I'd be a bit more precious about decisions like that. I'm a theatre fan and I like to keep the original theatre product as much as possible, but given that I'm not hugely familiar with 13 as a stage musical myself, I personally didn't feel like anything was lost in the new music. In fact, I think that the new songs that were written were actually some of my favourites of the entire film, because they felt much more updated and funky, I think is the only word I can use to describe it. Like, there's one called I've Been Waiting that is sung by Kendra and Brett on the first day back at school after the summer holiday, and I've had it in my head all week. It's great. I also think that having looked at the original song list from the stage show, the songs that were removed don't hugely detract from the overall plot of the film. In fact, I think it would more than likely have diluted the story a bit too much to try and keep everything in from the stage show. So I really enjoyed the music of it, and I'm so pleased that they brought Jason Robert Brown in himself to write the new songs, and that he was happy to be part of this project. It really gave the music a cohesive sound, which, as a musical theatre fan, I definitely appreciated. And then, of course, those songs were performed brilliantly by the cast. I mean, the teenagers in this film, who, let's be honest, are mostly around 16 years old playing 13-year-olds, they are all excellent nonetheless. There's plenty who are going to become household names as they grow up, I think. But I particularly want to shout out Eli Golden as the lead character, Evan. I think he was perfectly cast and brought just the right blend of childish brattiness and thinking that the world should revolve around him with this sort of genuine Gen Z enthusiasm and spirit. I really, really liked him as Evan. I loved Lindsay Blackwell as Kendra. I thought her voice was incredible. Definitely a name to watch there. The four lads playing Brett's friends had one of my favourite numbers of the film called Bad Bad News, which they performed superbly. And then I also have to mention Jonathan Lengel as Archie, who, A, really reminds me of someone, and I can't quite place it, so I'm going to have to do some digging to see if I've seen him in anything before. And B, he was just so endearing. His character, Archie, uses a wheelchair, and in the original stage show, I think it's mentioned that he has muscular dystrophy. I don't think that is ever said specifically in the film, but honestly, I love how his character is presented. It's never made into a big deal. There's no song or dance about him using a wheelchair. And actually, the way that the film is shot and choreographed, particularly in the finale number, it's so well done to make Archie always feel a part of the overall movement and scene. You can tell that thought has been put into the representation and genuine care of this character, not least because they've actually cast someone who does use a wheelchair in real life to play Archie, which isn't something that you can say for the stage productions, unfortunately, and for a lot of other stage shows that are currently still running. I mean, disability on stage is a huge, huge issue, and it's amazing to see films like this kind of picking up the baton, as it were, and actually knowing how to be responsible and how to represent these characters properly. So the child cast are all brilliant. I mean, if I am being super pedantic, some of the vocals are slightly out of sync with the actors, which will have happened just during playback when they were filming it. And there aren't any like full show-stopping numbers, I have to say. Again, it's a very Disney Channel vibe, which I think is probably why a lot of theatre reviewers have said that 13 falls a little bit flat as a movie musical. I mean, I do get where they're coming from, particularly off the back of things like West Side Story and Tick, Tick, Boom and In the Heights and all these other amazing movie musicals that have all come out very recently and are visually spectacular. But I think you have to remember that this is a very teen-oriented show, and now film, of course, and it captures that really well. The songs, the choreography, even the dialogue, including some of the more modernised updates for the film, it suits the teenagers who are performing it, and it'll suit a teenage audience too. It's not trying to be anything else, and I really commend it for actually committing to its aims. Like, it's not going to blow anyone away or revolutionise the genre of movie musicals, but it's a very pleasant, charming way to spend a couple of hours, and I don't think we should criticise it for that. So, with that in mind, if 13 has piqued your interest, you can watch it on Netflix now. I will link the trailer in the post here if you want to get a little flavour of what to expect, but really, if you've got a couple of hours to kill, it's sort of the perfect tonic for that. It's a very easy watch. It reminds you what it's like to be a frustrated teenager when you feel the whole world is out to get you. And some of the songs are genuine bangers. Plus, if you like that kind of classic Disney Channel vibe or things like Glee, then this is going to be right up your street. So give it a watch and let me know what you think. But on that note, I will say goodbye for this week. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. with a brand new spotlight on to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. You can also follow along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to make sure you never miss a moment. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.